Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. According to the Psalm of David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We want to welcome you to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. This is our hour of power of prayer. Today is Thursday. I think it's the 14th day. September the 14th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2023. We'll start off with a song. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God, giving you the honor, the glory, the praise, O Lord God. We came, O Lord God, this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, bringing the sacrifice of praise this morning, O Lord God. The fruits of our lips, O Lord God, rendering unto you, Lord God, the first fruits, O Lord God, of prayer and worship today, O Lord God. Thank you for the God that you are, O Lord God, ruling from afar, Lord God. You heal bodies. You touch souls, O Lord God. You make us whole again, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, O Lord God, to us. This very week, O Lord God, we pass across 9/11 once again, O Lord God. And we want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, O Lord God. Lord God, there was a lot of things that came, O Lord God, and we thank you for it, O Lord God. They had a lot of services, O Lord God. And they talked about what happened, O Lord God, and what they were prepared to do, O Lord God. Even they didn't get a chance to do it, O Lord God. Well, we thank you this morning, on this Thursday morning, this hour of power, pray, Lord God, because you're a God that does not slumber or sleep, O Lord God, and there's nothing that is hid from you, Lord God. I give you the thanks, O Lord God, for the glory, the honor, and the praise, O Lord God, for my children, O Lord God, and my son, O Lord God. He was there, O Lord God, on both destructions they were driving at the World Trade Center, Lord God, when he blew it up. He was in high school, O Lord God. And when they brought the tiles down, oh Lord God, he was in college, oh Lord God, or working there, oh Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, this morning, oh Lord God, because you are omnipresent God, oh Lord God. You do exceedingly abundantly above all whatsoever we should ask or think, oh Lord God. When I seen the plane, oh Lord God, flew into the tower that day, oh Lord God, I said, oh my God, my son works right down the course of speed, oh Lord God. And before I could take the next breath, oh Lord God, you said that he would be all right, oh Lord God. But Lord God, help our eyes of understanding, oh Lord God, and our ears that they don't be hearing, oh Lord God, that we can't hear you, Lord God, when you say that everything is going to be all right, Lord God. We go on redundantly throughout that day, oh Lord God. I went, oh Lord God, just repeating and repeating, oh Lord God. Worried about it, oh Lord God, but at the top, as soon as the thought appeared, oh Lord God, you had answered, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the great God you are, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You're a great God that rules from afar, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for how you allow us to fast and pray, oh Lord God, and come to worship you, oh Lord God. Call you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Monday through Friday, oh Lord God, from 6 a.m. to 7, oh Lord God, and we get started, oh Lord God, on a great day, oh Lord God. You just be working miracles. So great, God, there's just no one like you, oh Lord God. You're taking care of our children, oh Lord God. Someone called up complaining, oh Lord God, and I had to tell them, I said, everybody complaining, but I have to thank God, because it had been 22 years, oh Lord God, and you've seen that nothing else came to attack on that man, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God, for the things you have done, oh Lord God. So we came to worship you, oh Lord God, in spirit and in truth, oh Lord God, according to your word. So they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, and to pray you, oh God. Help us, oh Lord God, to walk around, oh Lord God, and confess our kingdom principles, oh Lord God, that we may go forth, oh Lord God, in this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, in many situations, oh Lord God. We got businesses and entrepreneurs, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that are going through financial straits, oh Lord God, and those that just need a touch from you, oh Lord God, and anybody to heal miraculously, oh Lord God. So God, God. So we come to thank you, oh Lord God, and to praise you, oh Lord God, because you're the only one God that can, oh Lord God. Lord God, we need you, Lord God. Many of us need you as Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. The Lord our Abider, Lord God. You're Jehovah Shalom, oh Lord God. You're the God our peace, oh Lord God. You're the great and mighty God, oh Lord God. We need you, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. Can't go through all the names of God as some can, oh Lord God, right off the top of my head, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, because you're the great El Shaddai, Lord God. You're Jehovah, you're Jehovah God that's just there, oh Lord God. You are that you are, Lord God. You are the God that we need right now, oh Lord God, to pick up spirits above, oh Lord God, and to lift us, oh Lord God, and to move things around in our lives today, oh Lord God, and to touch our children, oh Lord God, and command the troubles and the woes in our life that we worry about, that you would say, peace, be still, oh Lord God, and we go through this hour of power of prayer today, oh God. Thank you, O Lord God, for the power, the demonstration, O Lord God, for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. Take us out. Your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, on every hand, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you sacrificed your life, O Lord God. And you have purchased us with that blood, O Lord, that pure blood, O Lord God, that you made him out of, Lord God. You loved us so much, O Lord God. You brought him to earth, O Lord God. And showed us that we can live this life, oh Lord God. That we don't have to sin, oh Lord God. We do not have to yield to Satan's devices. We do not have to be ignorant to Satan's devices, oh Lord God. Lord God, bring us up, oh Lord God. Prepare us, oh Lord God, to come into the kingdom, oh Lord God. When the time comes, oh Lord God, that we may live with you, oh Lord God. After the beauty of holiness, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the governors, oh Lord God, of these states, oh Lord God. We pray for the president of these United States, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for people that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God. My friend Kevin that is sick in the hospital, oh Lord God. Lord God, it seems like when you get a certain time in your life, oh Lord God, that we're not, it doesn't seem like you're going to get well anymore, Lord God. I tell them they have to trust in the God that said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, Lord God. The God that said, what's everything that you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive it when you pray, oh, Lord God. Doubt not, oh, Lord God. Help us today, oh, Lord God, to cast out every vain imagination, God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, oh, Lord God. Help us this morning, God, to bring it into the obedience of Christ, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, because you are the great and mighty God, oh, Lord God. You're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, the last, oh, Lord God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, oh, Lord God. Before the mountain was brought forth here from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You're the God that loves us, O Lord God. You're the fullness of our life, O Lord God. We surrender all, O Lord God. Say, come to me, my gentle Savior. I surrender all, Lord God. Show us the way, O Lord God, that we may live by you, Lord God. That the touch of our hearts, O Lord God, our mind, we will serve you, O Lord God, and be touched by the touch of your hand, O Lord God. Show us the way today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we don't falter along the way, Lord God. We thank you for the presence, O Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Time to worship you and praise you, O Lord God. We thank you this morning, O Lord God. God, put a special hedge of protection, O Lord God, around Pastor Dottie, O Lord God, that stands at the helm, O Lord God. Lord God, we're working on this circle of friend vision, O Lord God. And the, Lord God, because you have called us, O Lord God, gave us a mandate, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for everyone that comes and worship with us, O Lord God, and all the facilitators, O Lord God, and all that comes to the archives, O Lord God. Just bless in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touch our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God. Bless as far off as you should call in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I thank you, O Lord God, for the scripture of the week, O Lord God. It speaks in volumes, O Lord God, how you love us, O Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, in this hour of power prayer. In Jesus' name, I bring the wife, but she's going to read the scripture of the week, O Lord God. It's such a rich and powerful scripture, Lord God. But realizing, O Lord God, that we're not yet able to apprehend, O Lord God, the height, the length, the breadth, and the depth, O Lord God. But in this prayer, Lord God, we do want to know what the fullness of God is, O Lord God. Just reveal to our hearts, O Lord God, what is the mystery of godliness, O Lord God, that was hidden you, the perfect secret, O Lord God, from the foundation of the world. So we thank you, God. Bless everyone, O Lord God. Let them be woke, O Lord God. Let them be alert, O Lord God. Let them bring their praise, O Lord God. Let them bring their worship, O Lord God. Let them bring their testimonies, everything in this hour of power, pray, Lord God. That we may serve you in the fullness, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen again.
Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. We do thank you, Apostle Horsey, for that powerful prayer. We give God the glory this morning. We give him all the praise. And we welcome each and every one of you to our hour of power here on this beautiful, thankful Thursday. Truly, our God is so great, saints, and he's so greatly to be praised. Truly, we are all excited about what God has already done. Glory be to God. Let's continue to decree and declare the blessings that God has already bestowed upon us. Glory be to God. We are his chosen vessels for such a time as this. Right now, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the visionary also of this great ministry, Pastor Darlene Bundage, an anointed and appointed woman of God to preach and teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in these last and evil days. Praise the Lord, saints. I'd like to draw your attention to our scripture of the week. And also we do honor all the beautiful facilitators that come so faithfully every day on this prayer line. Glory be to God. Truly we enjoy all of the powerful messages that we have heard through these great vessels of God. Our scripture of the week is found in Ephesians 3, and it starts verse 17 to 19, praise the Lord. And it reads like this, that Christ may dwell in your hearts. This is a prayer by Apostle Paul, as he's empowered by the Holy Ghost. It's a prayer, praise the Lord, that he's praying for the increased growth, a spiritual growth of the people of God. And it starts here, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. My Lord, what a powerful prayer this is. Praise the Lord. And we do know that this is one of Apostle Paul's epistles that he wrote while he was in prison, going through so much suffering. But he did it with joy because he knew, hallelujah, how much God loved him, and he knew how much God loved all of his people. And here, Apostle Paul is letting us know of the great mystery being manifested, which was hid through the ages, but now made open all the body of Christ, which was the fact that God was not only including the Jews as far as the gospel, but he also included us, the Gentiles. Glory be to God. So he's sharing with us this prayer so that we may understand the great love that God has for all of us as children, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile. Hallelujah. God loves us all, bond or free. God loves all of his people. Glory be to God. And he included us in this gracious plan, in this glorious plan of salvation. So here Apostle Paul is praying, and I love what he prays here. It starts, really the prayer starts on the 14th verse of this particular chapter, Ephesians 4. And I'm going to read it for you in the New Century Version. It's a very powerful prayer, praise the Lord, where Apostle Paul prays for the church. It says, and the love, it goes verse 14, so 14 begins, says, so I bow in prayer before the Father, glory be to God, from whom every family in heaven and on earth gets its true name. Yes, we are the people of God. I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power. So he's praying for the church at Ephesus. He's praying for both Jew, Gentile, and he's also praying for the church then and also for the church now. Glory be to God. He said, I ask the Father in his great glory to give you the power, hallelujah, speaking about us and all of us, the power to be strong inwardly through his Spirit. Pray that Christ will live in your hearts by faith, glory be to God, and that your life will be strong in love. He's talking about the love of God, glory be to God, and be built on God's love. That's what he's talking about, God's love. Hallelujah. He's praying that our lives be built on true our faith in God as well as our love. Hallelujah. The love that God has for us. He wants us to be rooted and grounded in that love, understanding God's great and immense love for us, his people, because we know that God's love is immeasurable. Hallelujah. His love is so inclusive. His love is all embracing. He goes on to say, and I pray that you and all of God's holy people will have the power to understand the greatness of Christ's love, how wide it is, in other words, how long it is, how high it is, and how deep that love is. Glory be to God. 19 says, Christ's love is greater than anyone can ever know, but I pray that you will be able to know that love. Glory be to God. Then you will be filled with the fullness of God. Satan, we get rooted in, number one, our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and be rooted and grounded in his love, recognizing that God's love is an unconditional love. It's an immeasurable love. Hallelujah. God's love, hallelujah, is so embracing. Hallelujah. No matter what our situation or circumstance, Jesus bids all of us to come to him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus says, he that cometh unto me, I would no wise cast out. Let me tell you, if we understand how much God loves us, and we need to be praying this prayer for number one every day. We need to be praying this prayer along with the Lord's Prayer and other prayers. We ought to include this particular prayer for ourselves, pray it for our family members, our husbands, our wives, pray for the children, pray for your grandchildren, pray for every family member, friend and foe. Pray this prayer. It's a powerful prayer, saints. Glory be to God. Apostle Paul was humbled on the road to Damascus as he was transformed, hallelujah, by the power of God. For we know that Apostle Paul was not always a follower of Christ. We know that he was a great persecutor of the church, hallelujah. His name was Saul, but on the road to Damascus, glory be to God, God gave him a new name. God gave him a new outlook, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God used Apostle Paul in a mighty way to reveal the mystery that was hid down through the ages, made it plain for us to understand that God was including, hallelujah, the Gentiles also in this great heritage called salvation. Glory be to God. So God had to make it plain to the Jews at that time that God was including all mankind into God's gracious plan of salvation. Glory be to God. And when we understand and truly are rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus, understanding how much he loves us, then we too, hallelujah, being empowered in the inner man by the power of the Holy Ghost, we will begin to bear fruit of the Spirit, saints. We will begin to go after souls, hallelujah. We will go and preach the gospel as well, letting dying men and women know everywhere, boys and girls, that God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave us his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but shall ever have everlasting life, and to let them know that Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world be saved through him. Glory be to God. Saints of God, it's up to us to share the glorious gospel with others. Hallelujah. There are so many Bible verses that we can share with others to let them know how much God loves us. Truly, God's love can never be measured, hallelujah, in inches, feet, miles, or any such thing, because we know that God's love is limitless. There's no border on God's love. His love is so infinite. Glory be to God. You can't go over it. Hallelujah. It's so deep, you can't go under it. Glory be to God. God's love, hallelujah, is so great, saints. But we got to share these scriptures. I'm going to share a few scriptures that describes God's love for us. Romans 5 and 8. These scriptures are very familiar with y'all, but it's good to just get to be reminded of God's great love for all of us. or no matter who you are, no matter what your background, your ethnic background is, God loves all of us. No matter how bad we think we are, hallelujah, God's love still includes us. Glory be to God. But Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commends his love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that beautiful? John 4 and 9 and 10 says, this is how God showed his love among us, that he sent his only son in the world that we may live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thanks to God, we ought to be the most happiest people in the world. Glory be to God. We are rich. We are rich, hallelujah, in the blessings of God. We need to accept them. We need to embrace them. We need to decree them and declare them over ourselves, over our loved ones, family and friends. Say, 1 John 3:16 says, hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life, saints, for us. Glory be to God. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. It's so important, saints, that by the love that God has shown us, that we should show that love. We ought to be mirroring that love to others. Saints of God, we've got to get to the place where we love our enemies as the Bible teaches us. Jesus says, pray for your enemies. Love those who despitefully use you. Hallelujah. He said, don't render evil for evil, but do good to those who are evil to you. Pray that they be saved. Pray that the scales of their eyes be opened, that they can behold the glorious salvation of Jesus Christ. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight, and he takes great delight in you. He loves you. He no longer rebukes you, but he rejoices over you with singing. Oh, what a love, saints. David said in Psalms 86:15, but you, Lord, are compassionate and a gracious God. You're slow to anger, and you are abounding in love. In other words, he's overflowing in love and in faithfulness. David reminds us in Psalms 136:26, give thanks to God of heaven, for his love endures forever. My God, my God. 1 John 3:8 says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should even be called the children of God. That is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Jeremiah 33 reminds us that the Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing faithfulness. Glory be to God. Say to God, I'm telling you, I wish I was a little younger. I'd be running all over this room here. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, thank God for saving me. Glory be to God. We got to remember, saints, oh my God, that we weren't always saved. We were like wretches undone, but Jesus came in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible says God chose us before the foundation of the world to be saved. Glory be to God. Jeremiah 29:11 reads, and I know y'all are familiar, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, the Lord speaking, declares the Lord, plans of to prosper you. Hallelujah. Plans, hallelujah, to give you, hallelujah, hope and a future, not to harm you. God didn't come to harm us, y'all. God came us to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. Jesus makes it plain in St. John. He said the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Saints of God, let's not be caught up in the tricks and the lies and the deceptions of the enemy to cause you to feel all stressed out, to feel all rejected, to feel despondent, to feel all anxiousness. No, God did not send his son so that we live a defeated life. Saints of God, we are crucifying afresh. Let me tell you, we are crucifying Jesus afresh every time we go to complaining or we murmuring about stuff, backbiting one another, being bitter toward one another, showing jealousy, envy, working in any forms of the flesh. Galatians 5:22, give us the operations of the workings of the flesh. None of us should be walking in that realm, but we should be walking in the word of God. In Galatians 5, hallelujah, I believe it's the 22nd verse, which says that it talks about the fruit, y'all, of the Spirit. This is the way we should be living every day, because we have that love of God. We have the understanding of the greatness of God's love. Then we ought to be walking, hallelujah, in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, y'all. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Hallelujah. There's no law against walking in any of the fruit of the Spirit, saints. We don't want to be walking or doing anything in the realm of the flesh, which is these. It's described in Galatians 5:19. Things should not be named as one of the things that we are walking or walking in. Hallelujah. We should never be walking in the spirit of fornication, adultery, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, just doing anything we want to do. Hallelujah. In other words, pleasing the flesh to the maximum. No, we should not be doing these things. 20 goes on and says we should not be walking in idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, and wrath. This is why Apostle Paul said that we need to be rooted, y'all, and grounded in our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That we need to be rooted and grounded in his love, knowing that he loves us, hallelujah, with an unconditional love, with a boundless love, my God, glory, with a limitless love, hallelujah. God says, as far as the east is from the west, so I've separated you from your sins, my God. All he wants us to do is to confess our sins, saints. When we find ourselves going off track, we can come back to him anytime, any place, anywhere. Jesus says, confess your sins, and I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Saints, we don't have the power to cleanse ourselves, but we can come to Jesus, whose blood is able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Saints of God, we have a rich heritage in Christ, and walk in your rich inheritance every day. Decree your rich inheritance every day. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood, saints. We are peculiar people. We've been called out, hallelujah, to speak the praises of the Lord everywhere we go. Saints of God, you are greatly beloved. You're on this line because you're greatly beloved of God, and he hears your every cry. So continue. Let's continue to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Let's continue to fast and pray. Let's continue to give of our time, our talent, and our treasures before the Lord. Because, saints of God, our God loves us. hallelujah, so much. He proved his love on Calvary. He even had apostles to suffer, hallelujah, because he wanted them to get us this truth. And I thank God for Apostle Paul praying and giving us a model for how we ought to be praying for ourselves as well as for all others. Put your name in these verses. Put your family name in these verses of prayer. As I said, Ephesians 3 verses, this prayer starts from 14 to down to 20. We need to put ourselves in this, in these prayers, so that we can really understand the vastness. That's the only word I could think of, the immenseness, or the immenseness of God's love. If we can understand how much God loves us, then we must also reflect that love, be imitators of the love of God. That's within us. Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Ghost to move in us, to live in us, to have his being in us, to help us to overcome in every experience we go through. Praise the Lord. Saints of God, we got to be loving no matter what we go through, the good, the bad, the ugly. Remember that it's all working together for the good. I pray to God that I've said something that would encourage y'all to keep on serving Jesus. Keep on worship the Lord, because truly he loves us all with an everlasting love. God bless you all. Continue to pray one for the other. Peace and blessings.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy Sophie, for that mother prayer. Please, this is not my phone.
Oh, yes.
Lord, thank you. Well, the word, hallelujah, expounding on the word today. How Christ will dwell in our heart by faith. Hallelujah to God. It's a lot to understand the height, the length, and the breadth of God and the depth of God, and to know the love of God. But I like what Paul began to understand and what he said. He said, this love that God has for it surpasses all understanding.
That's right.
But he said he continues to pray that we would get hold of it. And we find sometimes a lot of prayers are not answered because we ask and we consume it upon our own lust of things. Had someone to come and decide to complain about all what went wrong on that day on 9/11. Mm-hmm. I said, you could always complain about what is and what's going on. But then I said, I got to give God praise, because when it all was going on, when it all got started unraveling and everything was gone, I already had a word. I just had to stop and think back what God said. He said, it's all right. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
The confirmation came later on that evening after he finally got home and he told me what he'd been through. But we got to give God the praise and know that he has chosen you. He has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should live in him.
Yes.
He told Abraham, walk up right before him.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be our job is to testify of God. I see now why things are going the way that they go, hallelujah to God. Because we are the ones that God taught you. We are the ecclesia. We are the called out ones. We are the church of God. Hallelujah. That he dwells in our hearts by faith. Hallelujah to God. That all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in us as it did in Christ. That it's unlimited, the things that we can do. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We're going to break here. We're going to go to Pastor Darlene, she may have special prayer with Pastor Testimonies. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And we just thank God for it. We just thank God for her. We thank God for this hour of power of prayer. So God, we continue this hour of power of prayer. Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Just thank God this morning for this morning and for this day and just how he has allowed us to be here for such a time as this, and thanking God for this word that came forth. And it's just so beautiful to hear what God has provided for us through his word and through his vessel, our evangelist, Wonderland. We just appreciate you bringing that forth about the love. I mean, that is just a theme that I believe the whole world needs to know about this, about the love. but we as individuals and people of God, we will continue to share the love of God and let others know about Jesus and his love, and that they too can become a part of this kingdom of God. So we thank you for that today. Today I would like to, and Apostle Horsley, for your prayer also. You know, it's good to hear those wonderful prayers that come forth every day. So we are grateful for the leadership this morning. And so I do want to solicit prayers for marriages. We want to keep that in lifted up. Different ones are having just so many issues going on in these marriages, and it's just something we need to pray for. So I want to pray for that. And then also my nephew, Quaderis, has received a job at Delta. He went to school for a couple of years to get a mechanic license or get certified for a mechanic. And actually, he was at the top of his class. So he's had several offers. In fact, he's working this summer up in Cincinnati on a temporary job, waiting for Delta because that's where he wants to be because of all the benefits working there. So we thank God for him getting that job. And just praying for marriages today. I pray for my Uncle Marvin concerning his the thing that they found on his lungs, and then also his wife, Angelina. Just pray for the two of them. They got to, you know, help them out as they go through this process again. Prayerfully, it won't be anything that will be harmful to him. But anyway, we just want to pray for that. And then also pray for the children. You got to keep those children in prayer. So many children are they're in need. Some of them don't want to be in school. They're acting up in class. My grandson, just keep Benjamin, keep his name out there, that God will help him. And also Denver, I believe that's the one in Chris's family, that we want to keep him in prayer, that he will be stabilized. He will stabilize his mind. These young kids, I mean, they get distracted because, I don't know, some things are happening. The enemy is trying to keep them and make them mess up their lives. So we want to pray for them. Also pray for Ashley and her children. There's a serious situation going on with Ashley and her children. So we want to pray that God will give them some peace and that the sons will obey her and not be disrespectful. I can't remember all of the kids' names, but she's got four boys. And they range from teenager down to maybe a 2 or 3 year old boy. So we want to pray for Ashley and her children today. So those are my requests, and I thank you so much for the time.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Pastor Darling. Well, you can tell that Pastor Darling has a nephew. Yes, she says. Working for Delta.
Yes.
On top of his class, yes. I can tell everybody now, Delta's ready when you are. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Pray to hear you do well on the job and not mess up, you know.
My goodness.
Amen. It's going to be open. We're going to get your prayer request and short testimony. Huh? What's the nephew's name again? You say, write it down here.
It's Quaderis.
What's the nephew's? Quaderis.
Quaderis.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Amen. Delta's ready when you are. I just thank God for this. We have a wonderful time here. And God just worked so many miracles between 7 and 8, I would say. After the prayer line is over, then you see the mighty move of God's hand. Things start moving right away. It's not as though it's like when you finish giving him the praise, God, and the glory.
Yes.
He comes right back and start opening up doors and stuff, and things start moving. Hallelujah to God, and we just thank God for that. Prayer line's open. You can give your prayer request and your testimony, short testimony. And yours at this time, hallelujah to God. Be mindful of the time. We thank you, and we praise you. Amen. The line's open. Have prayer requests. We thank God for the sacred chant of Pastor Scholastica.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes. And that she's ready to go and everything. Hallelujah. On tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yes. Good morning. This is Alice Marie.
Good morning.
Thank you for the prayer and the word of Evangelist Wendell. I have a prayer request. Infinity Cable, all guys coming out, and the distraction for the $100 fee is up. It depends on him whether he want to waive it or not. So I just want to prayer request that God touch his heart that he waived that $100 fee, and so I won't have to pay $100 for him coming out.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I was just calling to thank God for the word today and also a prayer request for Robbie Dunbar and her family. Her niece was not doing well, and they made the decision to take her off of life support. So I just want to lift up Robbie Dunbar and her family in prayer.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Good morning. Yes. This is what you're doing. I just want y'all to pray for this cold I got. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary here. And thank you for praying for Chris. Yesterday the surgery went well. Continue to keep him in prayer for his healing. And also to continue to pray for Loretta Jones and Mary B. They're going through, and then Jamie S., and they're going through problems with receiving medicine in their bodies. And just pray that the medicine that they're going into their body will just affect the areas that it's supposed to and not harm any other part of their body, in Jesus' name. Yeah. And also want to continue to pray for what's going on in Morocco. We know that they had a great earthquake. And also Libya, that's I don't know if it's a communist nation, but there was a great mudslide there that has killed, I guess, up to maybe 6,000 or even more. So we just want to just pray as we know that we are saints of God and God know and intercessors. And we don't know what is going on, but we know that there is a definite climate change or shifting of the earth. And so we just want to just continue to pray as we hear things from the east, the north and the west, we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over our land and our country. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's just pray against the racism in our society, and let's pray against this race war. Let's pray against terrorists as well as domestic terrorism in our society. And also keep Tyrone Washington in prayer. He has to make certain decisions regarding his family. So let's pray God would grant him wisdom in making the right decisions. Praise the Lord. And let's also remember our children going to and from school, that God would keep them covered safe. And let's pray for the safety of our schools in every place here in the United States, every school. Let's pray, as has been said, that we be covered by the blood. All of our workplaces be covered by the blood, and we pray against workplace violence as well. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. I want to pray for my friend Kevin Henderson. He's in the hospital there. And a thought came to mind that I know we're getting close to the top of the hour is that you have to, when God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness and all these other things will be added on, you have to go back and get a word that God would strengthen you on to go through. He been in the hospital, and sometimes this might be a bad statement to take it with a grain of salt. We put too much in the doctor's hands, and we're not trusting in the God that's the healer, and we're not trusting in the God that's able to supply. Or you know, he's our Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that provided. He says, I am that I am. He's everything that you need. And sometimes after the doctors, after they don't know, they'll keep on trying things until they will cause a fatality sometimes. And sometimes you just have to go to God and just bring his word to him, oh, Lord God. Lord God, you said you will supply my every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we pray in his name as we do here on the radio every day. And when you're not getting the results and things keep coming up, you have to go to God and see and talk to God and have that prayer. That's what I'm going to say about now. It's a lot more to it. I'm working on it for myself, getting things to do to get God to move me to another place in life where things will flow smoother. But I give him the honor, the glory, and the praise because he has chosen us to be successful before the foundation of the world. If we go on up into the top of the hour here, we're going to have the corporate prayer. Then we have another prayer request. Hallelujah to God. We're going to pray for those people that are abroad. Hallelujah to God. And the thing that's going on, and thanking God in this prayer that they caught the escape person that murdered the person, mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God, that that's what this prayer is all about, praying for things that are going on here because we are the voice of God in the earth. A lot of people can't go before the holiness of God, and a lot of them are not on the hour of power praying. A lot of them are not in church. So the saints of God, the people of God, the ecclesia, the call out ones, amen. So we're going to go to the top of the, go ahead and throw at the top of the hour. So your prayer request is in. We're going to have a corporate prayer, and then we'll be in we are all together in the circle here in the hands of Pastor Darling. This is going to take us to the top of the hour, and we're going to stay right here and join in prayer. Mm-hmm. Want you to be encouraged, hallelujah to God, because your Father's omnipotent. He's riches mm-hmm. in houses and in land. Mm-hmm. He's going to supply your need according mm-hmm. to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Darling.
So let us pray. We're going to come in and pray together for these requests that we've heard. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus. Lord, we just thank you this morning for this opportunity, oh God, just to intercede and stand in the gap and make up the hands of God. We know, God, today that before we see an answer, you still great and mighty things, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for our parents, oh God, that you have been dealt with, that you have been well and you will succeed and give us favor, Lord, to you, give him power to get well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray for marriage. Lord, oh God,
in our eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Maria,
Restore, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Proclaim your favor, Lord God, your favor, Lord God, your favor over finances, God. This is an action, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're able to do it, Father God. We put it in your hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you for healing our bodies, oh God. Touching our minds, oh God. Renewing our minds every day, oh God. Keeping us with the mind of Christ as it is in Christ Jesus. God, in Jesus' name, for healing our bodies. Thank you, Lord God, for your companionship that will protect and cover us with the blood of Jesus as we go in and out and out. This is in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what I could do. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. I pray that in your name, I make no choice. What is God? God, in the name of Jesus, God, we claim your healing, Lord God, that the touch of God in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, the mind of God in Jesus' name, Lord God, oh God, the instructors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, keep your eyes and mind sharp, oh Lord God, that they will have wisdom to make good decisions, oh God. God, if we do our part as enemies, for this land, praying for the violence and the confusion, Lord God, that is taking place in our government, Lord God. We pray for God, the men and women, oh Lord God, to stand strong, Lord God, and help make decisions, oh Lord God, in our country, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, 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 oh we lift up those lanes, oh Lord God, and liberty, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you continue to cover, oh God, to bless us, Lord God, oh God, oh God, to heal and restore, oh God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord God, those things that happen in Barack Obama, in the name of Jesus,
oh God.
Problems in their cities, oh God.
Praise your name, God. Oh, God. We pray for Kevin, oh God, that you help him, oh God, while he's there in the hospital, Lord. That you bless his life, oh God. Bless him to come out of the hospital, oh God. Bless him to get well, too, oh God. We thank you for Marvin. And, Lord, we know that today that you are healed. Whatever the Father's on the line, oh God. Oh God, we pray for you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for you, God. Lord, we pray for every person who is here this morning, oh God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen Praise God. Thank God for the honesty that we have here and that we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and we continue to grow in the things of God. I am so thankful for everyone who comes. It doesn't matter if you're facilitating or if you're just here to be in agreement with God and agree with the agreement with each other. That is so important, to have an agreeing spirit, spirit of unity, a spirit of just having peace amongst the saints of God. And the love, yes, the love is so important. I appreciate God's love and how he's showing us how to love. You know, we have to love one another. And that was the theme for today's message. And we appreciate you once again. And each and every one who has facilitated this week and down through the time, we appreciate the time that you spend to even get things together so you can share with us as we come to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I'm thanking God today for all the prayers that have gone up. And we cover and seal all the prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare this morning that for every sister and brother in Christ, that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us is rejected in the name of Jesus. We reject them and we send them back to the sender. And we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I decree today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we are in a wealthy place. And some of us will have businesses that will have multi-million dollar contracts, and we decree and declare that somebody will have $100,000 contracts, and somebody will receive thousands of dollars in their hands. Somebody will receive hundreds of dollars according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree today that when we sing and praise our God, the Lord sets ambushes against our enemies. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that we will continue to walk in the newness of Christ and that we are trusting and depending on him. And I decree today that as we obey and serve him, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. I decree that we will continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord is singing over us with joy. Hallelujah, as he's spoken of in the word of God. As we leave today, I want you all to know that I love you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We will continue to share the love of God and let others know that they too can become a part of this royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people called out by God. And we're preparing to see his face in peace. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Go in peace, be whole, and have a beautiful day. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer, the angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.